Good evening and welcome to another night of Destination Out. Mike Johnston here with you until 2 a.m. And tonight our feature will be on AACM former president and longtime member Mawata Bowden, great multi-reed player, very highly under-recorded person, and just came out with a new CD not too long ago. And so I'm going to spin a track or two from that and then play various things that he's been on in the past year. So Mawata Bowden, our feature tonight. I'm going to start things off with an Andrew Hill recording. This is from an album called Pax, P-A-X, on the Blue Note label. Originally, this album wasn't released at the time it was recorded back in 65. I'm not seeing the date right off the back of the sleeve here. Anyway, yeah, 65. That's a really nice band with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Joe Henderson on tenor, Anders at the piano, Richard Davis on bass. Great bassist with Andrew Hill in his music, and Joe Chambers on drums. We're going to start off with a composition called Iris, Andrew Hill. Thank you.
Thank you.
nice piece there from Bobby Hutcherson's first album on Blue Note called Dialogue, written and performed there with Andrew Hill at the piano. It's an Andrew Hill composition called Kata. Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Sam Rivers on reeds, Bobby Hutcherson vibes, Andrew Hill piano, Richard Davis bass, Joe Chambers on drums. And that was, again, from the album Dialogue, recorded in 65, followed, or the opening track there was also from a 1965 Andrew Hill album that didn't get released initially until the 70s, called Pax. And we heard a tune called Iris, also written by Andrew Hill. And we're going to turn now to one of the classic Blue Note albums. Also, I'm going back to 65 again here. This wasn't intentional, by the way. I was hearing this music from the mid-60s sounding right together. This is Maiden Voyage, Herbie Hancock, arguably his first real famous record under his own name, still playing with Miles at the time. Freddie Hubbard again on trumpet, George Coleman tenor, Herbie at the piano, Ron Carter bass, Tony Williams drum. So you have the rhythm section of Miles' band here. And we're going to hear Survival of the Fittest. We'll be right back. Celestial Sparks in the Sanctuary from Wadada Leo Smith, from the album Procession of the Great Ancestry with Bobby Naughton, Cahill Al-Zabar, and others, and that was on the Nessa label, recorded back in the 80s. Before that, we heard from Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage, and from 1965, Blue Note, and great cut there called Survival of the Fittest. We're going to switch to a trio recording here from Chris McGregor, great South African pianist. And this is a record that never got released back in the day, like unfortunately a lot of great records happened to. This was recorded in 69 and didn't get released until 2008. A really cool trio with Chris McGregor at the piano, with Bar Phillips on bass and Louis Maholo, South African drummer. Really a wonderful lineup. We're going to hear a tune called Moonlight Aloe, Chris McGregor Trio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We ended that first set there with Howard Riley Trio, British band, and the album Synopsis from 1973. Originally came out on the Incas record label, reissued on CD on the Eminem label. Barry Guy on bass, Tony Oxley drums, Howard Riley at the piano. And we opened that set up with the Chris McGregor Trio with Bar Phillips and Louis Maholo on drums. And I'll be back with our feature artist tonight, Mawada Bowden. Stick around.